This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A federal investigation into the Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters ramped up this week. The FBI searched Peters' home and three other locations connected with a security breach of the county's election equipment. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
Peters is the Republican clerk in Mesa County, and she won her seat in 2017. And Peters is accused of letting an unauthorized person make copies of the county's Dominion election equipment, the hard drives and passwords, and that was in late May. Peters has said she was concerned that the software update to the equipment could erase evidence of election fraud.
No arrests were made during the FBI raids. Peters is also under investigation for accepting gifts valued at more than the legal limit. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed by President Biden this week contains more than $11 billion to restore abandoned coal mines. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
Colorado could get $150 million to fix up and maintain abandoned mines across the state. Jeff Graves with the Colorado Department of Natural Resources says the federal funding would more than double the amount the state currently spends on reclamation each year.
This is a game changer for all states, not just Colorado, but for the majority of eastern states, other western states, many of the tribes. I mean, this is huge.
Graves says the money would be used to put out underground fires in the mines, prevent mine collapses, and seal entry tunnels and shafts. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm glad you can hang out with us today. It is a partly cloudy, mostly sunny day across most of Colorado. Tonight, the lows will go down into the 30s and 20s, depending on where you are, but it will be a cold night. Fresh air is on this hour.